This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Erin Malsbury. The Watsonville City Council voted to expand a contract for 37 automated license plate readers this week. Interim Police Chief David Rodriguez told the council the cameras help short-staffed departments catch suspects in violent cases and car thefts. He acknowledged the public's privacy concerns.
There's no hidden facial recognition built into the system, and there's no other hidden features like speed tracking.
Rodriguez added the data would not be sold to third parties, but many comments at the city council meeting were about immigration enforcement. Several commenters said they don't trust the company that provides the license plate readers, Flock Safety. Mayor Maria Orozco voiced concern over national trends of immigration raids.
Given the political climate and where we stand now, I'm not sure that I can support this tonight.
She was one of two council members who voted no. And from Cap Radio, more transit lines, bus routes, and bike lanes could come faster under a bill headed to Governor Gavin Newsom. SB 71 passed the California State Senate Wednesday. It builds on a 2020 law that sped up approval by exempting projects like new light rail lines, bus routes, bike lanes, and sidewalk upgrades from certain environmental laws. The new bill makes some of the exceptions permanent. Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco authored the bill.
These are projects that are so important for community safety, for the best possible public transportation, and for climate action.
Wiener says the goal is to prevent delays and lawsuits that have slowed down improvements in the past.
This is KAZU News.